While I acknowledge and appreciate the historic nature of this nomination, for there has never been an African-American woman nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States, the Senate's responsibility to provide advice and consent on executive nominations requires full scrutiny of the nominee's judicial record and philosophy. As part of my deliberation on this nominee, I reviewed her record of judicial decisions and met cordially with Judge Jackson in my office. I believe her judicial approach would promote legislating from the bench rather than applying the law as written. Based on her written decisions and my personal conversations with her, I will not support her nomination.